Hello, it is Sunday the 6th of July 2014 and the time is 1:08 in the morning. So we're only just into Sunday, but we seem to end up doing these quite late. I decided to put some more music on my iPhone and it's now copying 95 of 437 tracks. Yes, so it might take a little bit of time. I got rid of a lot of music off of my iPhone because I had the feeling that the home button, which had been sticking, just not functioning, that it might be because there was so much music and there were so many bits and pieces on there that it was filled up. So I was sort of trying all sorts. I was quite desperate, really, and in the end, I had some compressed air, which I shot into the home button, and so far, so good, dare I say, it has worked. I'm just sort of putting all this music back on, as well as a few audio books as well that I've got, and all my podcasts are on there, etc., etc. In fact, really, I'd be lost without the old iPhone. It is an iPhone 4, and I am planning to treat myself to a new one later in the year. But I'm not sure what to get, whether to go for the 5S, wait for the 6, or even just get an iPod Touch, because I don't really use it as a phone, and the only time I use it as a phone is when I go back to the UK, and even then it's not that essential, really. So what have I been up to? Had to order a new gas bottle, so as the old one ran out, and I think I did mention that in the last audio that I'd done. That's been on since the 10th of December, so it's lasted really well. So I went down to the gas place, Repsol, down the road, and ordered a new bottle, same price, €105, and I had some old junk, including the old gas boiler, to take to the metal place, and first, the girl in Repsol, where you get the gas bottles from, she said, "Oh, will he deliver today?" "Yes," she said. "He's in Lagos at the moment, so if he's got a bottle on his lorry, he'll be round to you soon." I said, "Oh, well, I've got to take this stuff down." She said, "Oh, well." I said, "Well, look, is it the same guy?" And she said, "Yeah." You know, I said, "Well, if he likes, he can just sort of leave it and I'll connect it up. It's not a problem." "Okay," she said, but I said, "Well, I'll be about an hour." So she said, "Oh, it'll be a bit longer than that, I expect." So, of course, we went down. We got this metal and got about €11 for it in the end. It wasn't a lot, actually, and not a lot of metal for €11, you know. Pays for two pensioners' meals on a Friday, but was happy with that. Had a cup of coffee and got back thinking, just in case the guy turns up. So I sat round the back and Heather came round and she was having a coffee and a chat with Shirley. I said, "Oh, I was waiting for the gas bloke," and she said, "Well, he won't be here till after 3 because it's lunch now." Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I sat around the back and I was listening to some podcasts. In fact, I was listening to the Mac and Forth podcast, which has now reappeared after a little hiatus. And if you're into Macs, definitely you need to check it out, because it's an awesome podcast. I'm so happy it's back again. So I listened to that, and then a lorry sort of turned up, and I thought, "Oh, here we go." But it was Peter next door having something delivered, because he's building himself a swimming pool. So then there's a couple of guys in yellow, well, not yellow vests, but sort of reflective trouser type things, I don't know, workmen turned up and started to put an electrical cable in. They've built, well, they've redeveloped one house and built another a bit further up from us, next to Peter, actually, on a bit of land up there. I guess they're going to put a new power line in. So they turned up, and I was watching them up the pole, and because the electric poles around here, they're concrete, but right at the top they've got these holes that go through them, and I suppose it's just to cut down on the weight, cut down on the concrete, but they prop the ladder up, and then they put these rods through, and of course then he can stand on them and do the wiring. And he had his because he was, you know, nearly in the, well, he was in the road, on there's no pavement, so they had a cone, just a plastic cone that they put down, and the cars just went round, no problem at all. Yeah, health and safety, yeah, that's it, that's all they had, was just a cone. So I was watching him for a while, and time was going on, and Heather had gone, and Shirley said, well, I was going to cook the dinner, and I'm like, do you think we should give him a ring? So I thought, yeah, I suppose so, because they hadn't turned up. Of course, I thought, yeah, I better just check before I phone. Open the cupboard where we keep the gas bottles, and there's a brand new gas bottle sitting in there. So all that time, and yeah, it'd been, he'd already delivered it. And the door is a bit awkward to close, but I did look, and I thought, well, the door's still closed, so I don't think he's been. But he'd managed to close the door, right, and yeah, so I was waiting around for nothing. So we put the bottle on, which don't take long, and that should last now. What's that, July? So that should last into 2015 now. That should last to about January, February time next year, which is pretty good. Pretty good going. I've been watching football, because that's been on again. That's back on yesterday and today. And but we haven't got nothing now till next Tuesday, I think. And Wednesday I'm up early to take Shirley to the airport, because she's going back to see the grandkids and Ben and sort of friends, etc., etc. But yeah, I think that's about it, really. I was I fixed the shower head we got. They get sort of scaled up, don't they? They get clogged up. So I had a look on the internet and found this. They said use white vinegar and lemon juice to descale. And luckily, Peter next door has put these lemons out that he's getting rid of. Just, you know, he's obviously got off his tree or whatever. So I popped down, got a lemon, got some white vinegar, mixed it up, and I put the shower head in and descaled it. And I've tried to take it off before. I don't know why I had so much trouble. It didn't seem like you could just take it off easy enough. But I thought, right, I'll get the spanners out and I'll do it, get it all, you know, get it apart. So I grabbed the shower head and just turned it, and it just unscrews off. That's just so simple. So I cut it off, and I soaked that for a couple of hours, and got a pin and done it. And the shower head's working really well. I also filled in a bit of, there's some sort of where the grouting's come out, so I've done that. Stop any water getting in there, and so I've got a few jobs done. Okay, running out of time. I will speak to you later. Bye for now.